Also, in the literary fields, Pergamon was extremely important as well. Again, the Attalid kings of Pergamon faced superior rivals, especially the kings of Egypt, the Ptolemies, who had their great library, the museum, where various manuscripts were collected. They faced a rival in Athens. Athens continued to act as something of the museum city of the Aegean world, and Athenian intellectual life was just as vibrant in the Hellenistic age as it had been in the classical age. So the Pergamon kings established their own library. It was of considerable size. There were lesser libraries associated with the sanctuaries. We are told that the library was so large that Mark Antony gave something like 200,000 volumes, we're not sure what that means, whether it's books or scrolls, to Cleopatra so she could restock the Alexandrine library after the thing had been torched during the fighting when Julius Caesar was in Egypt. The Pergamenes also pioneered the use of parchment as a writing material in order to write down books. The usual form would be a papyrus scroll, which is made in Egypt, and the Ptolemies had a lock on that. It was a monopoly. And papyrus was the preferred medium for writing works down in the ancient world. But parchment, in the end, will become important because that is the medium that will be used by Western Europeans to record books, since it could be made easily from sheepskin. You don't need a papyrus plant, which is only native to Egypt, and you really can't grow it in places like Gaul and Britain. Furthermore, Pergamon became the city of an important rhetorical school, a series of savants and poets, and particularly poets who favored the so-called Asianic style. That is the florid language that becomes associated with Hellenistic literature. It's not the pristine prose, the Attic style of the classical age, which most people know from the orators, from Plato. There will be a revival of that style, that Attic style, especially in the Roman Empire. But the Hellenistic poets and the Hellenistic authors really delighted in learnedness and liked to show it off. I think one of my favorite pieces of Hellenistic literature, although it's probably dreadful for modern to read, is the Argonautica. It was an epic poem written by a fellow called Apollonius of Rhodes, and it really captures the Hellenistic sense of what style and writing is all about. This is the story of Jason and the Argonauts, some legend that goes back to the Bronze Age, probably of some wild and woolly Mycenaean Wanox who burst into the Black Sea and finds crazy Medea, the famous Medea of Greek tragedy, who murders the children to humiliate Jason. They take this marvelous tale of blood and family infidelities and treachery and adventure, and turn it into, and Apollonius turns it into this huge epic, which one author called Mega Biblon, Mega Kakan, Big Book, Big Evil. It's extremely florid. It has lots of learned terms in it. Any excuse to go off in great detail about ancient rites and cults, it's all part of showing how learned you are. And it's this learned, or as in Latin we'd call it doctus, this learned type of literature that the Romans encounter when they conquer Asia Minor. So in the visual arts, in the literary arts too, there are major changes from the classical period. In summing up, what's happened in the Hellenistic age is not only has Greek civilization been made the dominant culture of Asia Minor, it is being transformed. It's still experimenting. There are new forms of architecture, new forms of sculpture, new literary productions. Furthermore, the adoption of the Hellenic city had major social and economic implications across the peninsula. What in effect happened in much of Anatolia is aristocrats, men especially who had taken service under the great kings of Persia, their descendants moved into the city. They could no longer stay on their estates and be content with hunting and raising horses. They now had to go into the Greek city, play magistrate, play benefactor, get involved in the entire social and political life, and that meant they had to acquire the Greek education, they had to reinvent their gods along Greek lines, and they had to put their cities on the map as a Greek-style city with proper buildings and institutions. And that led to the creation of this world of Greek cities I spoke about in the last lecture, all linked by a common culture, a common set of social values, which becomes the basis for building the provincial structure of the Roman Empire. And that's a good point to stop, because our next lecture will bring on the Romans, who will conquer this region.